You're listening to the best travel podcast ever with Eric Hastings.
Oh, that's so nice. That is so nice. What a kind thing to say. Yes, it is the best travel podcast ever. I am Eric Hastings, your host with the most. By the way, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to this particular podcast. We really appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words on Transnational Airways and the interview we conducted last week. Also, speaking of aviation, just some really interesting news, how both Southwest Airlines, and I believe it's American, I'll have to look it up, have both said, we're not going to serve alcohol in economy until September. Look out. Interrupt Eric's podcast for breaking news. Now, here's the guy that was just speaking.
Yes, thank you. Our own roving reporter, Roger Lewis, has got some breaking news from Southern California. I think he's on the phone. Roger, are you with us?
Thank you, Eric. Yes, I'm Roger Lewis reporting it live, and it is peacock pandemonium here in Los Angeles County.
It sounds very busy out there. What is happening?
The peafowl population has exploded here, and officials are putting out the word to please not feed the peacocks.
Why in the world has the peacock population gotten so large, Roger?
Now, officials I spoke to on TikTok say it has to do with the bird relocation program, which ran out of funding last October due to the coronavirus, and now the birds are running rampant in the streets here in Los Angeles.
That sounds terrible, terrible.
Yes, county officials familiar with the peafowl ordeal tell me that overpopulation in the peacock community has been a problem for years, and local officials have been asleep at the switch.
Hold on. Did you say overpopulation?
Yes, that's exactly what I said, and now they've got a real problem on their hands. Now, the New York Times broke the story yesterday, and Planned Parenthood immediately released a statement. They're offering free peacock birth control at any of their 56 Los Angeles County locations. The peacocks can receive condoms or counseling without an appointment.
Without an appointment.
You heard me correct. Good afternoon. The residents are reporting the throngs of peacocks roaming free are loud, destructive, and most are not carrying any form of identification such as a driver's license.
There's no ID.
They've disrupted what is normally very smooth and uncongested traffic here in Los Angeles. LAX, the airport has been shut down, and all flights have been grounded. Captain Sully has been consulted. A group of 16,000. I don't know if you know this.
No, I didn't know. What happened?
A group of 16,000 angry peacocks have boarded and overtaken the Queen Mary cruise ship here in downtown Long Beach. Apparently, the birds have overwhelmed the skeleton staff, but no injuries have been reported in the hijacking. Some are speculating the weight of the thousands of illegal peacocks on board are what's causing the infamous ship to sink.
No, that's a terrible joke. No. Roger, all right, hold on. All right, what? Tell me what's going on with the residents. What's going on with them? How are they feeling?
According to my sources, they're still angry about Howard Hughes' spruce goose.
They are
demanding $1 million in cryptocurrency. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but it's probably not going to be good.
No. That's not good. That's not good.
Eric, one word can be used to describe the scene here, and that is fear. Fear of an organized uprising of peacocks, fear of colonization, taxation without representation. You get the point. And believe it or not, the most egregious act of all, some residents have taken to feeding the animal.
That's not good.
However, the peacocks have been known to become violent. I spoke with Jerome and Gladys Fenderson, the proprietors of the Shell gasoline station and mini mart on Palmdale Avenue. They are reporting their convenience store was robbed just 36 hours ago by an angry peacock.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes, the L.A. County Sheriff's Department is still looking for the peafowl allegedly responsible for the incident. The peacock is described as 3 foot 4 inches tall, blue, with elaborate green feathers. I'm sorry, make that green with elaborate blue feathers. wearing a blonde wig, red champion slides with socks, and an N95 face covering. Now, if you see this animal, please do not approach the peacock.
Yeah, no, don't approach.
Suspect
good
is
advice.
Believed to be armed and extremely dangerous.
Oh, wait a minute. He was carrying a gun?
That's right. Good afternoon. The folks at PETA have read a statement on Clubhouse just moments ago. I have a transcript here. They're encouraging residents to help the peacocks by engaging the animals in a six-week quality of life reconditioning. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it's ethical.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
And you may not be aware of this, the Hollywood crowd has also weighed in an effort to raise money for the Beverly Hills Prop Up a Peacock Housing Redistribution Development Initiative.
Oh, no.
They're Yes, easy for me to say. They're organizing a live via Zoom stage reading of Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Of course they are, yes.
The program will also be carried on the NBC streaming service, you guessed it, Peacock. I'm Roger Lewis reporting live this afternoon from Los Angeles. Back to you.
This has been breaking news on the best travel podcast ever. Now back to your regularly scheduled podcast with Eric.
I cannot tell you how much I really enjoy the sound effects of the peacocks in the background. Incidentally, we will put the peacock story on the website at erictheTravelGuy.com. You can take a look at it there. It's a true story. It's real. They're really dealing with this. And they just told me, check this out. We have a Don't Feed the Peafowl t-shirt. It's also available for purchase on our website. So, wow. I'm looking at the picture right now. Oh, my gosh. You have to go see this. Go to erictheTravelGuy.com and take a look. Thank you very much for listening once again, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a marvelous week, and, well, take it away, Christina. I love your voice.
You've been listening to the best travel podcast ever with Eric Hastings. Don't worry, we will return again.